Hello, everyone, and welcome to Molehill Mountain, episode 163. Andrew Eisen here, but his voice is not. So, I'm going to Disneyland Hotel. I'm going to a conference for work this week, and it's being held at the Disneyland Hotel, which I've never been to. So, maybe I'll have a Disney princess-themed room or something. That'll be neat. I was thinking about just going to Disneyland on Sunday, because I haven't been there in over two decades. I hear there's some new stuff there now. But it's like $150 for admission. So I was like, nah. Someday, maybe one day I'll go to Disneyland. Oh, going through a breakup, Jordan? I'm sorry to hear that. But hopefully your new copy of Borderlands helps you through it. Let's see. What's on my topic list for this week? First, Bethesda. You know, as much as Bethesda can suck, it's getting more difficult not to feel somewhat sorry for him. This latest snafu is not Bethesda's fault. So, the Fallout 76 had a mask, a full, you know, big $150 collector's edition mask thing sold through GameStop. There was the actual one that Bethesda sold, and that came with the canvas bag that wasn't a canvas bag. But there was a red one that was exclusive through GameStop, so Bethesda had really nothing to do with this one. Well, they had to recall them because they've got a mold problem. Fallout 76 is cursed! It's cursed! Depending on who you talk to, Fallout 76 is just a bad game, period. But it has had so many problems. There have been things that are broken, just bugs in the game, that Bethesda has fixed and then patched something else and broke the bugs again. The canvas bag thing, where they advertised a canvas bag and it turned out to be a nylon bag, and so they tried to and this canvas bag was based on an actual prop in the video game, and Bethesda tried to make up for it by giving people in-game monies, but not enough in-game monies to buy the actual prop that the canvas bag is based on. Oh god, it's just an endless list of stuff. I can't remember all of them, but now the helmet has a mold problem. The recall notice says mold can be present on the fabric insert inside the helmet, posing a risk of respiratory or other infections in individuals with compromised immune systems, damaged lungs, or an allergy to mold. They made, and again, $150. 20,000 units were made, and only 32 were sold, though. So, the impact should be not as bad as it could have been, because they only sold 32 out of 20,000. Oh. That game is cursed. It also just doesn't look like a very good game. I remember when Bethesda excitedly announced, now we have NPCs in the game. Whee! Or actual plot-centric, quest-giving NPCs. Something like that. It's like, those weren't in Fallout in the first place, guys? Really? Oh, Bethesda. Moving on. Disney and Sony has decided to play nice with Spider-Man. Another way to phrase that is two companies have decided to do the most monetarily beneficial thing. Surprise! So we're going to get another Disney-Sony Spidey joint film. The deal also includes allows the Tom Holland Spider-Man character to show up in an additional Marvel film, so he could show up in Doctor Strange 2 or Thor Part 4. So, not surprising, but, you know, yay. It's nice. So, show of hands, anyone surprised by that outcome? I mean, I think most of us, were we betting, probably would have put money on them working out a deal, at least short term. Because that's just, unless Sony was just really confident in making a great Spider-Man film. But the problem is one of the things that people really like about the modern Spidey is his relation to the broader MCU. So, how much you want to bet that Sony and, says Jordan, how much you want to bet Sony and Disney board meetings are 60-year-old inept people trading back and forth action figures of the Marvel characters? I seriously hope that the negotiating media, the negotiations are a bunch of crusty old dudes and dudettes sitting around a big table in a conference room slamming action figures together. That'd be awesome. Like, no, we're Spidey and Venom. It'd be great. Chaos says, knew it would happen eventually, Spider-Man. Yeah. Yeah. So, hooray. Let's see, what else we got? The Last of Us 2. I'm not terribly popular, but I asked on Twitter, show of hands, how many people have completely forgot The Last of Us 2 was actually a thing? And I had probably 5 or 6 people reply going, yeah, I'd totally forgotten about it. Chaos wants to see Spidey interact with Deadpool. Yeah, that'd be cool. Snake says, I can't stay too long, but what are some 3DS games I can recommend? Kind of depends on what games you like, but I'll tell you what I like. I'm not big into handheld games. I prefer to, you know, play on the couch on the TV. So the kind of games I prefer on the handheld are stuff like Professor Layton, Phoenix Wright, those games. I really enjoy those games. Also the 9 Hours, 9 Doors, 9 Persons, the Zero Escape games. Those are a lot of fun. So games that are more that make good use of the touchscreen, that kind of wouldn't work as well on the TV. So those games are my preferred games for the handheld. You bought WarioWare and really liked it. I played one of the WarioWares and I didn't like it, surprisingly. Maybe it's because I was in the DMV or waiting room. I was getting my car serviced, so maybe I was just annoyed. That's typically what I'd go for is anything that uses the touchscreen in a anything that takes advantage of the touchscreen. Although, even with Phoenix Wright, I just use the buttons, because I can't be bothered to poke at the screen. You only have about 3 games for 3DS? I have a few, but I have more for the DS. I've played stuff like, What was the Paper Mario? Was it Sticker Star on the 3DS? Not a very not a great game. I appreciate what it was trying to do, but I don't think it did it very well. Haven't got around to playing the Zelda game, the Between Two Worlds or whatever it's called. Luigi's Mansion was not bad. It's definitely a handheld. See, my style of game, I'm not a pick up and play gamer. I'm not the kind of, oh, I think I'll play a game for 10 minutes. That's not me. If I'm gonna game, I'm gonna sit and game for a couple hours. So Luigi's Mansion I found kind of frustrating because it's built to be played in short bursts. Like, every time you complete a mission in Luigi's Mansion, you get booted out of the mansion and back to the hub. And I'm like, stop it! Leave me in the mansion! I want to stay in there and explore and fight ghosts and stuff. You got. Let's see. Oh, Mario 3D Land. Yeah, Mario 3D Land. I agree. That one is. Makes good use of the 3D. It's a fun little Mario game. It's very similar to, as you might expect, 3D World, that kind of presentation. Even. New Super Mario Bros. 2, the ones with the one that was advertised as it's got coins all over the place. Yeah, that's fun too. Those are games I would have been, I enjoyed them, but I was like, I would be just fine playing it on the TV. Let's see what else we got. Snake been juggling around whether or not I should buy Monster Hunter Generations. Did you get sick of World and Iceborne? I don't know. I haven't played Generations. I hear it's very good though. Because I've tried. I can't stand Monster Hunter on the handheld. Can't stand it. I love Monster Hunter. Cannot stand playing it on the handheld. Otritsu says, "Grab Dragon Quest XI on Switch earlier today. Found that Luigi's Mansion 3 was going to have double rewards on it. Decided to pay full price for it so I can get it $6 back." Sadly, don't have a Switch, so this will be my first Monster Hunter game. Oh, right, because it's on the 3DS, right. I was like, how are you playing it then? Right, it's on the 3DS. What about the Switch version of Monster Hunter? That would be, I got into Monster Hunter via the Wii, and Wii U, I guess, because I played a Tri on the Wii and 3 Ultimate on the Wii U. And then 4 moved to the handheld, and I played the demo for both 4 and Generations, and I just can't stand playing it. So I skipped those. What was I talking about? Oh, Last of Us. So yeah, Last of Us, a week or so ago, Sony had their State of Play Nintendo Direct-esque video presentation, which they announced last week, and Neil Druckmann and Naughty Dog announced that, oh, it's finally time to reveal or talk about Last of Us 2. And I looked at it and went, Last of Us 2? Yes. I seem to recall such a thing existing. I had completely forgot about Last of Us 2. I was a little soft on Last of Us 1. I thought it was okay. I thought it had a really, really boring opening 3 hours. But once the third character that's with Joel and Ellie in the beginning of the game leaves the game, not that she was annoying, but once Joel and Ellie are on their own and hit a town where they start kind of exploring and the game kind of opens up at that point. The first 3 hours for me were just painfully dull. I also just did not really care for most of the people in the game. Not that they're poorly written or poorly performed. I'm just at this point in my life, we all go through phases, but I just have trouble dealing with characters who are terrible people and will ignore the larger problem to antagonize each other. It just annoys me. So Last of Us 2 is Chaos says my interest couldn't be lower for Last of Us 2. Yeah, it looks like more of the same. It looks fine. You can now lay prone and fire your bow from a prone position, which the animation's nice. I mean, it's technically really nice. Now the people that you kill call out the names of their friends that you're murdering. So you sneak up and you shiv someone in the throat, and they're like, "Jerry, no, you're my best friend." Remember in Perfect Dark where they did things like that? You'd shoot a guy and the guy's like, "No, my best friend," or "I never liked him anyway." And they've got dogs now in Last of Us 2, so you can murder dogs. And when you murder the dogs, the people are sad, and probably you as a player, because most people really like dogs. And if you kill the person, the dog handler, the dog's gonna be confused and sad. It's a real cheery game. There's nothing wrong with the game. It's fine. It's just I came out of the first one thinking, I don't know if I need to play a sequel to this. Let's see. We're not going to get Last of Us 3 until 2040. Beat Dragon Quest 1. Oh, nice. Dragon Quest, my favorite series. The Last of Us, the final action sequence for me just became me continuously grabbing bricks to smash people with them. Yeah. I felt the combat was fine. I really enjoyed more the just exploring and scavenging part of the game. It was fine. I didn't. So looking at the trailer, it looks like Ellie's the way they're setting up the trailer, it looks like the premise is Ellie's girlfriend gets murdered and she goes on a violent rampage. So, kind of a mirror of the first game, where Joel, I think I've got the names right, Joel's daughter is murdered and he becomes a violent, murderous psychopath. So, both 1 and 2 appear to be about Joel and Ellie, two people who deal with the loss of the women of their lives by violently murdering people. Maybe. I mean, who knows what her motivation is, but the way the trailer's set up, it looks like it's Dina, I think her name is, Ellie's girlfriend gets killed, and that's the impetus for her to rage out and start shivving people. And that's like the obvious thing to do. So maybe, I mean, one, that's like the most painfully obvious thing to do, and it's also what they seem to be implying. So maybe it's a fake out of some sort. Maybe it's Joel who dies, and it's the Dina and Ellie show. A twist! Don't know. Yeah. We'll see. Or you'll see, and you'll have to tell me, because I don't know if I'll pick up Last of Us 2. Certainly not at launch. Maybe I'll probably get the Last of Us 2 Game of the Year edition for $20 a year later. That's probably what I'll do. The Last of Us 1 did have a couple giraffes in it, and that was pretty neat. Snake says, I feel like The Last of Us 2 is trying too hard to be dark. Yeah, there's a deliberate streak of unpleasantness permeating throughout all the advertisements. I remember an ad from 2 years ago where there's like a woman being accosted in a forest and they like she's hung upside down and they stab her and then someone gets cut down and then they break her arm with a stick and it's just like this is just thoroughly unpleasant. I mean, it's not even, oh, that's awesome, kind of the horror movie gore exploitation kind of stuff. It's just kind of miserable. And on one hand, you know, that might be important for games to explore. You gotta go too far to find out where the line is, you know. Naughty Dog may look at it and go, you know what, good game, but we pushed it a bit too far. We needed to balance out the hopelessness and unpleasantness with some more levity, like Ellie's reading of jokes or something, you know. Where's whose chin? Ellie's? Like under her face, I would guess. I don't know. So I'm saying you should murder people? I'm not saying you should murder people. Last of Us ending was fine. There was no need for a sequel. Now the sequel is going to have Ellie and her chinless girlfriend. Oh, her girlfriend has no chin. I don't know. Although, I'm not really pulling up a picture of her, but hey, at least we've got characters who... Joel is kind of the old gruff white guy who's unshaven that you see as the protagonist in almost every game. So, I mean, you know, it's nice to have some variety, including chinless people. Different face shapes are nice. I don't know. News broke that Last of Us 2 will not have multiplayer. I completely forgot that the first one did have multiplayer. Can't say I'm moved by that. You're saying, oh, the mode you're not going to play is not in the game. Oh, okay. Her disappearing chin? I have no idea what you're talking about. Was there some type of graphical glitch? I find that hard to believe. Are you talking about the shape of someone's face, or are you talking about an actual glitch? Anyway, Last of Us 2. I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure the people... it looks like one of those, if you liked the first one, and a lot of people did, you'll probably like the second one. So, yeah, the ending of The Last of Us was interesting. Basically, Joel lies to Ellie, right to her face, and it feels like, oh, that's gonna come back to bite you in the ass, but there's no indication of that happening so far. Doesn't mean it's not going to. But we'll see. Okay, you just don't like the shape of her face. Okay. So yeah, Last of Us 2 comes out, what, next year? Anyway. More news. Kevin Feige? 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 Fum? Guy who does all the... Marvel Movies is going to produce a Star Wars movie. There's news for you. Yay. Have I played Enter the Gungeon? Nope. I have not. So let's talk about Monster Hunter, because I like Monster Hunter. I beat Monster Hunter. Or at least, I got far enough in the game for the credits to roll for the first time. And I had, kind of an interesting final boss fight. So I'm fighting the final boss, who's very cool, and I don't feel I'm playing very well. I'm constantly healing, I'm constantly swinging and missing, because the monster's very tall, and it's hard to hit. So about all you can reach most times is its ankles, unless it tries to bite you or headbutt you. So I felt like I was just playing poorly. I was always on the back foot. I wasn't doing any damage. I was spending most of my time running around and healing. I'm looking at my time, and I only have like 13 or 14 minutes left, and I'm running low on supplies. So I throw a Farcaster to take myself out of the boss fight arena and put myself back in camp, so I can just woosah, recenter myself, heal up, replenish my restorative items, and get back out there. So I Farcaster, I go to the camp, take a breath, restock all my stuff. Okay. I'm probably going to fail this quest because I'm just going to run out of time because I'm playing like crap. I can't hit the monster. I'm spending all of my time running away and healing, but let's give it the old college try. So I go back into the arena. The monster throws a Hadouken at me. I dodge to the side. And the problem with the monster is as it Hadoukens, it moves backwards. So I'm chasing after this damn thing. And by the time I get to where it is, and I wind up and I swing, it moves again, spins around, and then tries to smack me. So I dodge to the side, put my weapon away, run at the monster again, roll underneath it, pull out my sword, and I smack it in the ankle, and it falls over dead. Whack! Thud! Oh, Jesus. That was anticlimactic. All this hemming and hawing is like, oh, I'm playing like crap. I'm gonna run out of time. Son of a bitch had like 20 hit points left. I smacked it once in the ankle and it dropped over dead. Oh, God. Snake ass, are monsters timed in Monster Hunter? Yes, they are. Most quests, you have a time limit. You have a 50-minute time limit. Otherwise, and you might wonder, Hunter, there's a giant monster wreaking havoc. I mean, it'd be kind of like, imagine if you were watching a Godzilla movie. Watching a Godzilla movie. And they're like, we must fight Godzilla. Okay. All right, get into Mechagodzilla and go out there and fight Godzilla. All right. And you've got 50 minutes. Oh no, what happens at 50 minutes? You fail. Are we all gonna die? No. You just can't fight anymore, because if you can't do it in 50 minutes, not worth doing. It would be really weird, right? They send you on these quests. Go take care of Zenogre or something. You've got 50 minutes. It's like, who cares how long it takes me? What? So it takes me 65 minutes. What do you care? Zenogre's gone now. You're welcome. But the reason they do that is because otherwise it would be a battle of attrition, because you'd go out there, you'd spend all your healing items, you'd Farcaster back to base, restock them, and go out there and just repeat the cycle until you eventually beat the monster. So I guess it's just one way to make it more game-y. Monster Hunter Strike 2 is an open world game? Nope. Well, the maps that you're in, or Monster Hunter World compared to the old ones, is more open. So the map you're in, either the forest or the desert, is segmented into usually about 12 to 15 different zones. In the original games, there was a wall, a loading, you would load into each zone. So if once you reach the end of zone one, you'd hit a loading screen, and then you'd be in zone two. Monster Hunter World gets rid of the loading screen, so you can seamlessly wander all over the map. you can go out on expeditions and just fight whatever the hell monsters happen to be roaming around. In fact, that's literally the end game. Spoilers, I guess. If anyone, I'm going to talk a bit about the end game. I won't spoil any monsters because I haven't seen anyone new yet. But the end game of Monster Hunter puts you in a new map that is based on the four major biomes: the forest, the desert, the Rotten Vale, and the Coral Highlands. And so it's a new map, but it has a foresty area, a coral area, vale area, and a desert area. And the idea is just go there and wander around and hunt whatever happens to be wandering around. And new monsters just kind of tool in and out, and it's a little bit more complicated than that. But so it's open world in that sense, but for the most part, the commission, the people in town say, "All right, there's a Rathalos causing problems in the ancient forest. Go get it." And so you're on a quest to get a Rathalos. So you go to the ancient forest, and you've got 50 minutes to track down and beat the snot out of the Rathalos. Wash, rinse, repeat. As Atreitsu says, yes, sometimes the quests, usually the investigations, the optional stuff, for when you're just grinding for materials, sometimes they may say, hunt the Great Jagras in 15 minutes, and you can only die once, or cart or faint once. They put sometimes there's restrictions like that, but usually it's 50 minutes. Snake says, "Well, now I know what I'm getting into when I buy Monster Hunter Generations." Yeah, Generations has the segmented zones that you load between. One's not necessarily better than the other; it's just different. So, for example, one strategy in the older Monster Hunter games is if you're on the back foot, roll into a new zone, and that gives you a nice a safe space to sharpen and heal, and then go back into the zone. Although sometimes the monsters will follow you, but usually if you zone out, you'll be by yourself for a bit. One thing that does happen sometimes is the monster will like stand on the loading zone, and you'll run and you'll and you load into the new zone, and you're like, "What the hell just happened?" That can happen sometimes. They normally will stay out of the damn zone boundaries, but that can happen occasionally. It's pretty funny when it does happen. So, also, I have to admit that Devil Joe is a better hunter than I am. I think some of my successful hunts I have to credit Devil Joe, who is just a big hungry monster who pokes its nose in where it doesn't belong. So I'll be fighting a monster like Odogoron or something like that, and Devil Joe will storm in and grab Odogoron and smack him around, and I'm sitting back going, "Oh, okay, you handle this, buddy." I think in a lot of my hunts, Devil Joe has ended up doing more damage than I have. And I have not fought the Savage Devil Joe, the Master Rank version yet, but I've been running around him. I have a lot of parts. I have enough to build like the Palico armor, but because Joe just leaks parts like a madman, it's pretty funny. I actually was on an expedition. I was just mining or d doing one of the little side activities, and Devil Joe's walking around, and I smacked him one just because he was there, and he stomped me dead. He's an end game monster. If you don't have end game equipment, he will one-shot you, and it's pretty funny, 'cause he's really, really tall. He's basically all legs. You can't hit him unless you drop him in a pitfall trap or knock him over, or he leans down to bite you. So you spend most of your like the end boss. You spend most of your time smacking his ankles, and a lot of his attacks are kind of like belly and butt stomps. So. Snake says, "Andrew, yes, today I shall hunt Devil Joe. Think again, fool." It's pretty great. Devil Joe will grab some of the smaller monsters in its jaws and just slam it on the. You know, in Avengers where Hulk grabs Loki and whack, whack, whack. Devil Joe pretty much does that with like Great Jagras, a lot of the Fanged Wyverns like Jagras and Odoron and what's the paralysis snaky one? Gyros, the yeah. So Monster Hunter is good. And I beat it, so I'm good at Monster Hunter. I didn't ha I beat the end boss without Joe's help. So imagine thinking you're the hottest, baddest monster in the land. What's funny is Devil Joe and Bagel. It's not. I call it Bagel Juice because its name is weird. It's looking at the Japanese spelling. I think the English pronunciation is supposed to be Basil Goose. Let me unhide Snake's message there. Both of them will just fly. Basil Goose will fly in, and JoJo will just jump in. You'll be minding your own business. You could be just, on your hands and knees digging in the dirt, picking flowers and stuff, or fighting a monster, and suddenly they just come flying in from off screen and just explode things. Oh, here's another weird thing that happened. Zinogre is one of the monsters in the game, and the cinematic cutscene that introduced it had an error. So I get to the Guiding Lands, and a cutscene happens. I'm like, oh, okay, new monster. And this tree explodes, and my character's like, oh no! And the camera pans over, and there's nothing there. I'm like, and my character's running around, jumping over logs and stuff, and dodging, and there's just nothing there. I'm like, is there an invisible monster? That's gonna be a thing. But no, it wasn't an invisible monster. The game just failed to draw the monster. So I'm glad there's a gallery so that I could go watch the movie. It's a really fun cutscene, but the whole thing is like 2 minutes long, and none of the there's three monsters. It's a Zinogre, Rathalos, and Diablos all fighting each other while your character's trying not to get stepped on, and none of the characters drew in. It was so weird. And in fact, Zinogre was still invisible after the cutscene. Because the cutscene, because they're in-engine cutscenes, and the camera snaps back behind my character. My character's like, "All right," and there's nothing in front of her, and I'm like, "There's nothing here." So I go back to camp. It's like, I was gonna fight as an ogre, but it was invisible, so I came home. Invisible Zinogre, yeah. So my voice is going. Conference, if it doesn't come back, this conference is going to be fun. So anything, any news or stuff you guys want to talk about before I end the podcast? Because my throat's actually starting to hurt. All right. So quick reminder. The Extra Life charity event is next month, or well, it's Saturday, November 2nd, so about a month away. Already raised $100, so yay! Let's see. I'll be playing a Super Mario Maker 2, so if you would like me to play your level, make a donation of at least $10 and put in the course ID, and I'll play it on the stream. Snake, yeah, I talked about Fallout 76 at the top of the show. Pretty. I'm glad no one was hurt, so it's a funny situation. By the way, so every individual donation of $10 or more, you can give me a course ID, and I'll play your level during the stream. Can't guarantee I'll beat it, but I'll give it the old college try. I'll also be playing Monster Hunter World, so if you want to join me on a hunt, you're more than welcome to, but we're going to donate $5 every time we cart, and that goes for me too. So if you want to hunt with me, please do, but every time you cart, gotta fork over $5 to charity. Them's the rules. Am I going to see Joker? Wasn't planning on it. It's something I wouldn't mind seeing. I'm just not planning to go see it. It looks like a movie that could be good or could be bad. It's not something that's like, ooh, come watch me. I see the trailers. I'm like, yeah, okay, might be good. So I'll probably see it someday. But I don't think I'll go to the theater to see it. And I like superhero movies, but this is a... Yeah, what's interesting is... what's the Harley Quinn movie? Is it Birds of Prey? I think it's Birds of Prey and the Emancipation of the Fantabulous Harley Quinn or something like that. That looks fun. I haven't seen the trailer for it, but I saw the poster, and I'm like, well, that looks fun. So that I'll probably go see. The Suicide Squad sound interesting. I wouldn't mind seeing Wonder Woman 2. Haven't seen any trailers of that either. But Joker's its advertising didn't reach out and grab me, so... Chaos says Joker's great as a Batman villain. Take Batman out of the equation, Joker isn't all that compelling. Possibly. We'll see. Snake, I want to see a movie where Sherry Zombie plays Harley Quinn. Yeah, alright. That could work. Let's see, what is... The last thing I saw in the theater was the Spider-Man movie. I haven't been... I missed the Tarantino's film. Would have liked to see that. Would have liked to see the alligator movie with people stuck in a basement with Alec Crawl. I think it'd be called Swim. It's actually been a few things. Toy Story 4 I would have liked to see. Didn't see that. Yeah, Devil's Rejects and Three from Hell. Sid Haig passed away last week. That's sad. I liked Devil's Rejects. I didn't really care for House of Thousand Corpses. Probably because it's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, another movie that I just don't like. I've watched it 3 times in my life now. I still don't like it. I had heard of the movie. It came out before I was born, so I'd heard of the movie all my life. I finally saw it when I was a young teenager, like maybe 12. Didn't like it. So when I hit my 20s, I was like, you know, maybe I was too young to appreciate the movie. Now maybe with a more mature perspective. And so I saw it in my young 20s. Still didn't like it. Watched it again, I think, last year. I just don't like the movie. It's not a bad movie. I just don't like it. Yeah, Rob Zombie has some very interesting work. So, reminds me, this happens occasionally, but I had someone who was in a movie that I reviewed on YouTube came across my review and said hi in the comments, so that was neat. She's like, I was just looking for an old trailer for this movie, and I stumbled across your review and thought it was funny. So that was neat. It's always cool. I mean, filmmakers are, as I said on Twitter, filmmakers are people just like you and me. But it's still really neat when they say hi, you know, which is one good reason to, even if you're very critical of a movie, which the movie in question I was very critical of because it's not good at all, do endeavor to not just be mean about it. That's my advice. You know, be critical, be honest, but don't be mean. No reason to be mean. I watched my review again, and I was like, yeah, I wasn't mean. I perhaps a little condescending in tone. It came off if you don't know my came off that way if you don't know my sense of humor. But anyway, the actor in the movie didn't take it that way, so that was cool. Crawl, Snake says, Crawl, just the movie just reminds me of Houston during Hurricane Harvey. Instead of alligators, it was snakes. Yeah. So, all right, I'm gonna stop talking. My throat hurts. So, so go to extra-life.org/participant/Andrew Eisen and make a donation. Send me your course ID for Super Mario Maker 2, and I'll play it during the stream. And I hope you're all looking forward to that. It's going to be fun. So, Mario Maker, play your levels, hunt with me in Monster Hunter. It's going to be a good time. Super Metal Dave should be by. My sister will be here. The more money, we're going to do a makeover on me. So, the more money we raise, the more elaborate the makeover gets. We'll have an exercise game and a more adult game for midnight. It's gonna be a fun time, so I hope you'll all show up. You don't have to stay for the entire 24 hours, but anytime you can drop by, say hey. So that's it. Thanks. Sorry I was gone last week. I had something come up. Is it all right if I share the stream link in a Discord? Oh yeah, absolutely. It's fine. Absolutely. Share my. I have a fundraiser page on Facebook. I have a. The event page is on extralife.org. Tell your friends, share it. It's funny. I mean, even if you can't donate, totally fine. Just come on by and hang out. It's just a fun time. That's it for me. Thanks for hanging out, and hope you all have a lovely week. Take care, everyone. Bye bye.